What you're seeing here is a honest-to-goodness Tesla that I saw in person, and I know that makes me sound like a total country hick, but it's true. I live in small town Oklahoma. We don't get cars like this. In fact, there's not even a Tesla charging station within like 60 miles. I was walking to the campus mailbox, well, not the mailbox, but the campus mailroom to mail a package with my coworker, and we were walking back, and it was like 60 degrees and sunny, very I guess atypical for winter, but kind of typical for an Oklahoma winter. And sure enough, here is a Tesla. I've never seen one before. I've only read about them and seen videos. And there it was, sitting in the parking lot of the, was it the microbiology building on campus? And so we just sort of stopped and gawked at it for a while. And we're looking around getting, like, kind of peeking in the windows. It promised it was like a bright lit sunny day. We weren't being creepy. We were just amazed by this Tesla and seeing the huge giant screen in the middle of the dashboard panel. And it was just really cool. And I wanted to capture it on my camera somehow, but you can't fit a subject as big as a car into a 50 millimeter lens, the field of view of 50 millimeter lens on a crop sensor camera, and have it be interesting. Well, I guess you could if you were an actual photographer and not just a dude with a website like me. But I wanted to find a way to photograph this Tesla that was a little more, I don't know, befitting of the grandeur of the car itself. So I took a lesson from a photo that I posted a long time ago. It's I think I've got it linked to in the blog, of a Volkswagen and the logo on the Volkswagen. That was kind of what I was going for here, where I wanted a little bit of sunburst. I wanted the logo to be nice and crystal clear. And overall, I think it works pretty well. I don't know how to frame stuff like this, and I guess I need to study advertising magazines or something where they take pictures of cars, because I don't know how to frame the logo of a car or to make a car look good given my equipment that I've got on my for my cameras. So I guess I'll keep trying. There's a ton of editing done here, and which is totally typical of car pictures. And it was a fun way for me to kind of experiment with some different types of editing. The clarity is up, which I don't normally do. This is in Lightroom, by the way. The clarity is up. The black levels are way down. Highlights are, I think I lowered the highlights a little bit. I forget, but I did a lot of things that I don't normally do for portraits because this is kind of an extenuating circumstance. The coolest part about this, though, was as we were looking at this car, a professor that I know walked past and he said, "Hey, so you like the Tesla?" And we were talking about it. And turns out this car is owned by another professor that I know. So I got in touch with the second professor and we were just talking about the car, and he offered me a ride. Now, I haven't taken the ride yet. I'm recording this in mid-December. Maybe by the time this goes live on the blog, I'll have taken a ride in the Tesla. But anyway, it was a cool little moment of serendipity where we got to see a cool car, have a cool conversation, take a photo, and I guess it just goes to show that you should always have your camera with you. You don't normally think of taking your camera to the post office. But had I not had my camera, I probably wouldn't have been even looking for photo opportunities. So I probably wouldn't have even seen this car. And then we wouldn't have had the conversation and all this stuff. So take your camera with you, folks. You'll never know what you're going to find.